Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of Wrestling Talk with Alex. It is your host, Alexandria. Welcome back, guys. I know it's been a little hot minute. The last time I was here was another results podcast. It's okay. We're not really going to talk about it. And like I said, I'm really going to try my best to get here onto the podcast a lot more to talk about everything that's happening. But let's talk about what happened today. I'm a little late. I had to talk to a friend and discuss a little bit of what was happening. And now I'm here to give you guys the results. Obviously, the show ended like around 9:30. So everybody dropped the results. If you didn't watch the pay-per-view, I would say don't look at the results and actually watch the pay-per-view. WWE did a phenomenal job with their pay-per-view. I actually loved it. I was talking to a mutual friend and he was telling me that something about, and I definitely agree with him, about coming to Mania, something about clicks in with Vince, and the product just elevates to the next level. He starts pushing it, and he just starts dropping fire on us. And I wish the fire he likes to drop for us, it would be nice that he would do it all the time, not only because we're entering Mania. And whatever he did, he needs to add this to Raw. Raw, for being a three-hour show, is no bueno. Like I always said to you guys, Raw needs to be cut down for 2 hours a show, just like SmackDown. The way, whatever they're doing in SmackDown, they need to add it to Raw to actually get the viewership over there. But we don't know what's going to happen with that. But we're exciting entering Monday, which is Monday where we see kind of like a little bit of the down effect of what happened on this pay-per-view into that show. Let's get started. If you haven't watched WWE's Elimination Chamber, stop what you're doing, like I said, and go watch it before you listen to any results and people's gradings. Because if you don't watch it, you're missing out. The show started with number one contender to go against Roman. I'm telling you, whatever they did, they started off the show phenomenal. They kicked it off right the right way. It was overall a tense show from the start. I really had my money on Kevin Owens, as many of you guys on Instagram, I put up the polls and you guys said Kevin Owens and somebody said Cesaro. And Kevin Owens, I really thought he was going to win it because he was having some phenomenal matches with Roman and I thought that that's what they were going to lead it to. And it did not happen. WWE hit us with a very surprising result. Daniel Bryan wins. That was something that many of us was not expecting and did not see that coming. It was something like you really was thinking. They really, a lot of us had our minds focused on Kevin Owens, and just for them to push Daniel Bryan to win the Elimination Chamber was something else. It was just a curveball to all the fans. If you was already predicting that Daniel Bryan was going to win, it was 100% right, but everybody on my polls were incorrect on that one. A phenomenal match. So Daniel Bryan goes into going against Roman. This, I really thought Roman was going to lose the title because Daniel Bryan rolls into the yes lock, and I really thought that it was over for Roman. I was like, wow, they're going to give Daniel Bryan the opportunity to win the title. This is going to be phenomenal. But no, Roman kicks out. He powers out the whole situation. He does a big punches and elbows and ends up locking Daniel Bryan on a chokehold and ends the match from there. And then we get a surprise. Somebody predicted this, that they were like, watch Edge come out and do a spear and make his announcement against Roman for WrestleMania. Edge comes in, runs in the ring and hits a spear before pointing out to the WrestleMania sign, making his official decision to go against Roman for the Universal Championship. This is a very exciting. The last time, we all know that Edge had to drop it because of a neck injury, and now he's going back for the title. So most likely, obviously, you know, we're going to have different predictions up to Mania. If we're looking at the pattern that we could see happening, it could be that we'll see Edge winning the title because to give him the grant that he dropped the title, he didn't lose it the right way. So most likely this is what the creators are probably leaning to. We don't know yet, but I would love to see Roman keep that title past Mania. Roman is such a good heel. he is doing a phenomenal job as a heel. They need to keep him with the title. He's a phenomenal champ, and just having Paul Heyman next to him is just doing a really good for his career. So phenomenal second match of the night. Great. I wasn't expecting that either. I thought they were going to push that match later on in the day, later on in the night, but they didn't. Next following match, some of you guys are slacking on the next match. But the United States champion, Bobby Lashley, defends his title against the original bro and versus John Morrison. This was a really good third match of the night. The Hurt Business and Bobby Lashley, the whole dynamic between that, it's really good for Bobby Lashley. I know a lot of people don't like the Hurt Business and feel like they're dragging Bobby Lashley down, but I really think it has helped Bobby Lashley and the whole Hurt Business working together under MVP. It's just giving a new light to Bobby Lashley, and I really think that Bobby Lashley needs to be pushed into a Universal or WWE Championship belt now, because he has a good role into the Hurt Business and definitely will push it. Obviously, Bobby Lashley loses the title and we get the original bro to win this. I definitely said the original bro was going to take this. Matt definitely won, and it was really good by pinfall. So, good match. I'm telling you, the matches were good for the Elimination Chamber. The next one, it was so-so. This is the Women's Tag Team Champion, Nia Jax versus the Queen of Spades versus Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks. I went ahead and I predicted that Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks was going to win. I thought they were going to make them have the titles and maybe drop it on Monday Night Raw, and kind of like let them have the titles and then kind of lean to maybe, you know, a match between Bianca and Banks at WrestleMania. But then again, I don't know much. I really don't know much with what's happening with the Women Tag Team Championship. I think it needs a lot more work. They need more better teams involved together. I think it's not as good, and I think they need to figure out, they need to work harder on that women's division when it comes to tag team and create these partnerships to kind of have it a good solid ground to kind of bring, because I really could see the Women's Tag Team Championship division to be good if they actually put the effort to make it better. So Nia Jax and the Queen of Spades keeps the title for this match. Match wasn't really memorable for me. I can't really tell you that I saw something that spoke to me to tell you it was a really good match. It was okay, but it wasn't memorable at all. It's nice to see Sasha Banks, but it was okay match. This was the okay match of the night. I could have done without it, to be honest with you. I'm sorry. I love Sasha Banks, and I do like Bianca Belair, and I do like the women that were competing in it. But this match wasn't really memorable for me. It was just a match, I guess, to prepare everybody else for the following match that was happening. So we know that Asuka did not compete. She was supposed to defend her title with Lacey Evans. Obviously, Lacey is pregnant. It's not part of a storyline, so that match had to be discarded. And I thought they were going to put Charlotte Flair, but nothing happened, which I'm happy about that, because I really think something has to come about for Raw's women's division. I feel like something is missing. Asuka's phenomenal champ. We have Charlotte. But even though I'm a huge fan of Charlotte, I don't want to see Charlotte with the title again. So I really think they need to either bring somebody from NXT to bring some hype to the women's tag, the women's championship on Raw, because something in there is not clicking, or give somebody else an opportunity to go face Asuka. Asuka is a phenomenal champion. She's doing a phenomenal job as the champion of Raw. So let's see what happens on the end. But that match was discarded, which was okay with me, and I actually enjoyed that they discarded that match. Next, the final match of the night. When I tell you this pay-per-view was so short. It was short, but they gave you some good matches for being a short pay-per-view. All right. The next one was WWE Championship Drew McIntyre versus AJ versus Kofi versus Sheamus versus Jeff Hardy versus the Mr. RKO in this match. Obviously, you know, my boo got eliminated. I did not go for him. I knew he was not going to make it, but I definitely went for Drew McIntyre for this match. I thought The Fiend was going to come back and do some craziness and interference in the match to cause Mr. Randy to get eliminated, but it did not happen. It is what it is. Then Sheamus eliminates Kofi, and then Drew McIntyre eliminates Jeff Hardy, and then it goes between Style eliminates Sheamus, which I was quite surprised. I really thought that it was going to be between Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre, but no, it was to the end. It was AJ Styles versus Drew McIntyre, and Drew McIntyre wins the title. This match was really good. I'm telling you, everybody was definitely interacting. It was a good match. There wasn't a moment that you said, let me sit down and I could look away. You had to pay attention to this match to see everything unfold the way it did. And it really unfolds really quickly. And if you wasn't paying attention during the pay-per-view, we kind of saw a little sneak peek of something that was going to happen towards the end. So MVP speaking to The Miz. And then towards the end of the match with Drew McIntyre, you see Bobby Lashley come and attack Drew McIntyre while he's celebrating. And he dominates Drew McIntyre, throws him around. He was hit him with the Hurt Lock, a full Nelson Slam. It was just crazy. He was just beating him up. And the next thing you know, he beats him up. And then The Miz comes out to cash in the Money in the Bank. When I tell you this was unexpected, I was not thinking that Miz was going to drop it. I really thought that they were going to do Mania or Fastlane to make Miz drop the Money in the Bank. I was like, maybe Fastlane, because he has up to Mania to submit it, just like Seth Rollins did for Mania. He took it the title away from Brock Lesnar, and I think Roman was going against him at that time. I really thought that was going to happen, but I'm really excited that The Miz dropped it. It was definitely a curveball that people did not expect, but it definitely did give a good ending to the show. I know a lot of people are not happy that The Miz won because they don't know what Mania is going to look like having Miz as a champion. I'm going to give you some of my thoughts about it and see if you guys are liking the idea. But if not, if you follow me on IG and you want to send me a message, my Instagram name is Hey I Am Alexandria, say Alexandria, and definitely let me know how you feel about it, because I definitely will share it in my stories. So obviously The Miz runs to the ring after Lashley does the attack to Drew McIntyre and catches his Money in the Bank contract. He goes ahead, hits a kick to the leg, did a DDT for a two count, then from a skull-crushing finale to finally pin him and score to win the championship. This was something I was like, if Drew McIntyre kicks out of the second one, this is crazy. That's it. The Miz is going to lose and Drew McIntyre is going to win. But no, the way they're leading to whatever they're planning to for Mania, I'm really trying to figure out. I was speaking to a friend and I said, well, this is what I could think that could possibly happen, because I know a lot of people are not happy with the Miz results. Drew McIntyre could probably not win the title again, and he'll go against Sheamus. We do see they are building a rivalry between them, and we could see this at Mania, either for a title or no title. The Miz, we could see him going against Bobby Lashley, follow law. Bobby Lashley, because if you did see the part where you see MVP talking to The Miz, it could have been an agreement. Well, if I get Bobby to beat him up, can he have a title opportunity with you? So I could think is they're going to have either The Miz versus Bobby Lashley at Fastlane. Bobby Lashley wins the title and either goes into Mania to go against Drew, versus Sheamus, also a triple threat, or not. We're going to see either The Miz versus Bobby Lashley at Mania versus Drew McIntyre. It's either going to go through that route. I do not see The Miz keeping the title for too long. I see him do the most, maybe dropping it at Fastlane. Then again, we know how WWE plays around with us, and we'll probably see The Miz drop it on Raw. Either Drew McIntyre is going to face him, and this is how he's going to end up becoming, you know, a champion again, Drew. But I really do want to see the build-up between Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre. Even if it's no title or with a title, I definitely want to see it because I do think they really work very well together in a good chemistry, and there will be a phenomenal match. But either we're going to have those two routes of a champion main event when it comes to The Miz, but we don't know yet because we all got to see what's going to happen on Monday Night Raw, because Monday Night Raw would kind of give us a little bit of an idea of what we're looking at Mania. Remember, we have one more pay-per-view before Mania, which is Fastlane. And after that is done, Mania Madness is going to happen. WrestleMania is going to be a two-day show, so you already know. And I think we're going to actually have all the fans at the stadium in Florida. So this is really going to be exciting. Mania is around the corner. We're all excited. The pay-per-view was phenomenal. If you think it was trash, you are losing it, my friend, because the pay-per-view was good and Vince McMahon gave us a good product. And if he continues with his creator writers to give us what we want, something like this, it was good. The Miz was something a little undisappointed for many of you guys, but it was something good and it was a curveball to definitely hit the fans with. So all my Miz fans, I know you're excited. The Miz is the new champion. But we'll definitely have to see what Monday Night Raw is going to give us. But I want to say that's the end of all the results. It was a phenomenal pay-per-view. Like I said, I'm going to figure out my schedule. And when I do, we're definitely going to get together. And we're going to have more podcast episodes being dropped. So stay tuned. I want to say thank you so much for checking out the podcast today. And I hope you guys have a phenomenal night. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. Leave me a review on Apple. And also on Anchor, if you want to hit me the thumbs up on that. And yeah, and follow me on IG. So my Instagram name one more time is Hey, I am Alexandria. So Alexandria. So I'll see you guys on my next one. Good night, everyone.